On May 10th, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration gave emergency use authorizations to the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for adolescents between the ages of 12 and 15. 2 days later, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended its use. And exactly 1 week after that, 13-year-old Ethan Gann of East Hardwick got his first shot. Here's Ethan with BPR's Anna Van Dyne.
Last Wednesday afternoon, after a day of remote school, Ethan, his mom, and his twin sister Sadie drove to Hyde Park to get their first dose of the Pfizer vaccine.
Sadie and I were in the back seat. I was feeling kind of nervous. She wasn't.
I'm excited, mostly, to get the vaccine because, I don't know, it's going to make it so I don't have to wear my mask that often and I can be around friends without, like, being worried that something's going to happen.
If you're an adult, it might not seem like a big deal that I was going to get the vaccine. But because I'm 13, I kind of got used to the idea that I wasn't even going to get it. I watched my parents get vaccinated, my teachers, and my older sister, who's 18.
Then, all of a sudden, people Ethan's age were allowed to get vaccinated. In Vermont, more than 7,000 signed up in the first 24 hours.
My mom signed me and Sadie up right away. At school, kids were talking about when they were going to get it, if they were going to get it at all, and if they were nervous or not. Most of them were like me, they were going to get it, and most of them were a little nervous.
In the first week that signups were open, even more people registered. Health Commissioner Mark Levine says out of 27,000 12 to 15-year-olds in Vermont,
there's about 60% of them that are already either gotten the needle or are waiting it. So that's really good.
This age group became eligible at the same time that Vermont stopped requiring vaccinated people to wear masks, and school gets out next month. So 12 to 15-year-olds didn't just get vaccine eligibility. They may be in for a near-normal summer.
I'm looking forward to not wearing masks, for one. Also, I'm really excited not to have to worry about any responsibilities. I'm free to do whatever I want. That's the best thing about summer. But what about when I go back to school?
We're really looking toward next fall in the hopes that things will loosen up.
That's Adam Rosenberg, the superintendent of my school district. He says COVID precautions like masking and distancing all depends on how many people get the vaccine.
Rosenberg says he's expecting to receive more guidance from the Agency of Education next month. He's also thinking ahead to how he can track the number of kids who've been vaccinated. According to Dr. Levine, it's also possible that schools could mandate the vaccine at some point. But even if enough students get vaccinated, quote-unquote normal might just be for middle and high school kids. There are a lot of Vermonters who are under 12 and not eligible for any of the vaccines.
I also have an 11-year-old sister, and she might not get vaccinated for months. I feel kind of bad for her. I know what it's like to have to wait. For now, it's just me and Sadie, though. When we get to the vaccine clinic, I sign in, and the nurse takes me to the vaccine station.
It is the Pfizer shot.
Okay.
Now, tomorrow, if you notice that your arm is a little sore, best thing is just keep using it.
And I think back to last March, when school first went remote because of COVID, and all the days since, wondering when it's going to end. And this is it. And what I feel isn't so much nervousness. It's like Christmas.
Okay, just a quick little pick. Keep that arm nice and relaxed. Perfect. Good job.
Did you do it?
I did it. You are done.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Hey, yes, we really appreciate it. Whoops, wait a minute. I got a Band-Aid here for you, although it doesn't look like you need it.
And that's it. My mom, my sister, and I head home. In the car, my mom tells us she's glad that we finally became eligible for the shot.
I want you to get back to normal and be able to hang out with your friends and me not worry about being like, okay, put your mask on, stand 6 feet apart, you're too close. Because that's not what childhood is about. That's not what being teenagers is about. You're supposed to get closer to people at your age, and I'm excited for you to be able to get that again.
I'm excited too. Getting the vaccine means being able to do things again, like hanging out with my friends or going to the movies. We lost so much freedom because of COVID, and now we can get it back. For VPR News, I'm Ethan Gann.
And I'm Anna Van Dyne.